Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, you only got one eye, Cope.
Hello and welcome to the Lore Boys. Back at you with some real fake history this time around, if you can say that's different than just fake history. I'm not sure, but my name is...
Was mythology the original fake history?
Yeah. Are the Magic the Gathering writers more valid than Plato? They're on equal footing as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure. I watched a lot about Plato this week as well.
Didn't Plato make up a guy who lied to him about Atlantis? Like, that's crazy.
That is kind of crazy. But look what they did to our boy Socrates. You know, Plato was a little shooken up for a few years. But anyway, my name is James Miller. Today we're coming back with some Greek mythology. Who else is here today?
I'm Ethan Palmer, playing the part of the horny satyr, Feel a Titties.
And I'm Peter O'Donoghue. I am still in the process of learning gospel. So.
Nice. We did have a false start. The internet went out right at the beginning, and Ethan said, I have a better joke this time. And That was a good one.
You've got all like right. Your wife off screen right now on the couch with the baby. Presumably, she's got like flashcards with different jokes that you're workshopping.
We got the primer last week that it was going to be the Labors of Hercules. So
So we are doing the Labors of Hercules. There are 12 of them. He was originally only assigned 10, but this guy. Who's taken them in these labors didn't count all of them. So he ended up having to do 12 over the course of about 10 years or so.
Okay.
What do you know about Hercules? You know, the Disney movie? You know,
Very Disney well. Movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Disappointed for the Kevin Sorbo outtake from the show that I never saw.
Famously canceled Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah, exactly. Was he?
I mean, he's like huge anti-vaxxer, I guess. Very outspoken
TV
about
guys.
Sheeple like, and big Trumper kind of guy. Yeah. Big that guy energy, you know?
That happened to James Woods as well. Like the flawless voice of Hades from the animated movie got really into Trump and went crazy. Like, what the fuck? It's like the Bewitched curse, right?
Here's the thing, though. Like, actors can't trust him, right? Who knows? Mm-mm. Who knows what they're really like?
Yep.
They're all just acting, right?
Uh-uh.
There is this like very prevalent, like most characters, I think, in media, unless it's a specifically dumb character, are on average probably smarter than the average person, right? Like characters are written to be smarter than most people. And I think, you know, actors
really?
Come across seeming a lot smarter than your average person.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I would say that like usually when you're writing for a large audience, you want everyone to get it. So you would write a smarter character dumber. But
yeah. I'd like to see Robert Downey Jr. make that Iron Man thing. The reactor, right? Do it.
Yeah.
I think it's more in the what they're saying, like the technical jargon of physicists or whatever, but like it's just like how quick they are, you know, how witty and responsive they are, and,
right.
and like all this stuff, which like, you know, regular people aren't, because you didn't have a writer's room full of 13 people trying to write your feel a titties joke.
Got you.
You only have you and your wife writing something like that.
Exactly.
That's a good point. Yeah, and today we are going to be talking about gods who are presumably smarter than us, but these stories have been
this is a specifically stupid god.
Yeah, it's like God of Stupidity, obviously.
Yeah.
Right.
He's got his like sideways paper crown.
He's
just like, yeah.
Yeah. He's got a dunce cap of thorns.
So we're going to do the 12 labors of Hercules, who's actually Heracles in Greek myth. The Romans went and changed him to Herc.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I know his mother's name's Hera, right? So
no, not his mother. Very pointedly, not his mother, and a big issue for her, actually, her not being the mother.
Right, he's half human or something. Oh, we'll get into it. Sorry.
Yeah. So, like a lot of these Greek myths, we start off with Zeus being the most powerful of the gods. He had his whole thing with his dad, Cronos. You can go check another episode for that. But Zeus is the most powerful of all the gods in Greek times, and Zeus could do anything he pleased. But this also meant that Zeus is sometimes not a very good husband.
Zeus the goose, they call him.
Oh yeah,
right. To Hera, the queen of the gods. So he's with Hera. Hera's the wife. But Hera's got to put up with a lot of stuff. And
she's a real fucking battle axe, though. I support Zeus in this situation.
she's kind of toxic that she never blames Zeus, who is like, it's always his fault. But she'll blame the offspring or the person that was like literally tricked into having sex with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. That foul temptress. You should stay away from my husband. He's too stupid to control himself.
How dare she be just sitting in a field weaving with her flock of sheep?
Yeah.
Didn't you know my husband was looking?
Yeah. So Zeus fell in love, I guess, quotation. I don't know about love, but he definitely fell in lust. Yeah.
He pick and shine to somebody.
With a beautiful Greek woman named Alcmene. Spelled A-L-C-M-E-N-E. When Alcmene's husband, Amphitron.
That's a great name.
That's a Transformer name. Right?
I might have said Amphitryon. I might have said it wrong. I'm gonna
Amphitryon is a Transformer.
I'm gonna
Amphitryon. Amphitryon is how I would say it, or Amphitryon.
Amphitryon. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Amphitryon. He was away, so Zeus disguised himself as her husband, Amphitryon, and got up in her guts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Christian God did that to Joseph.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's true.
He disguised himself as Joseph and had sex with the Virgin Mary.
I love the idea that Zeus disguises Amphitryon. It just turns into like a car because he's a transformer. He like Zeus rolls into the garage or like the thatched straw hut of a garage that they have, and then like transforms into like a Greek guy with like a transformer with a toga. Yeah. And it's just like it's just the seatbelts.
Yeah. Right down the front. Yeah, it turns into a car bed, right? And then like, I'm aboard, honey. I kind of like the idea of a literal Greek god, you know, transforming into a man, and just like the wife coming home, like after weaving in the field with her cows, and just being like, "Honey, have you always been so 12 foot tall and glowing with golden radiance?" Like, "Why, yes, honey, come to bed, come to our race car bed."
It's got Lightning McQueen, of course.
Oh yeah. <It's out>.
Alcmene gave birth to the baby, and Amphitryon, he was like, cool, honestly, I got God's kid. Sure, he fricked my wife, but still pretty damn cool. Not everybody gets a demigod for a son.
This is just Jesus. This is the same story. They copied these in the New
Testament. Yeah, Pete, you want to tell you this. Christianity copied a whole hell of a lot.
Next, you're going to tell me there's like a flood story or some bullshit in there, too?
Yeah, exactly.
So this gives birth to Heracles, right? Well, we'll call him Hercules just because most people know him as Hercules, but Heracles in the Greek tongue.
You got Heracles, you got of the Dogocles.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so there was a little poison sent his way. Heracles means glorious gift of Hera. This is like an extra slap in the face to Hera, who does not want this living proof that her husband cheats on her, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I named my infidelity baby Hera Jr. and to live with that forever.
I mean, that's a power move to get like knocked up by some guy and name your daughter or name your son after his wife.
Yeah. So she tried to kill the baby. You might remember this part from as Pain and Panic from.
Yeah, Disney Hades movie. Sends Pain and Panic.
Yeah,
there's right. no.
They turn into snakes.
Yeah, because Hera's like a really nice lady in the Disney movie. She's really pretty much like the thing that makes Hercules' life tough. His life would be so easy without Hera, but we'll see why. So she sends snakes into his crib, but Hercules, being a strong baby, grabs the snakes by the neck,
bangs them together, ties them into a knot. Yeah. We've seen the labors of Hercules.
Makes a neat little bow tie out of them, shakes them around, right?
Exactly. He smashes them before they can bite him. So Hera, she's like, oh, well, that didn't work, but. Anyways, somewhere in here, there's like a couple different ways that this happens. Some people say Apollo brought Hercules up to Mount Olympus. Some people say that Athena, Zeus's daughter, actually brought him as a baby up to Mount Olympus. But some way he got up to Mount Olympus, because this explains something very important in our universe. Hera actually nursed Hercules, not knowing that it was Hercules. But people were just
showing up at Olympus being like, okay, another baby for you, Hera.
She's like latch on. Professional midwife.
Yeah, it was like a blessing, I guess, to get to suckle from the teat of the wife of the god of all.
I mean, that does make sense. I like the fact she said snakes and that failed, where like based on like labeling that you can see, like if she had just put like Windex under the snake, Hercules would have killed himself, right?
Tiny screws to get them. Yeah. plastic grocery bag for sure.
So Hercules goes and suckles from the teat of his I don't know what
stepmother.
It's a stepmother.
Stepmom.
I guess it would be stepmom. But he suckled so hard that it caused Hera, a goddess, pain. So she pushed him away, and as she pushes him away, her milk sprays across the heavens, forming the Milky Way.
Oh, wow. Okay,
very good. Yep.
And that's how that happened. It was a teething baby made it. So we have the stars of the sky.
Very nice.
Yeah. This divine milk made already. divine milk.
It's named my post-punk band.
The divine milk, which like Heracles already strong, already could make a goddess titty hurt. He gets even more supernatural strength from drinking from the goddess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, Hera's going to remember all this stuff. So Hercules grows up and he becomes a great warrior. We get the whole grow up cut scene right here. Where he's like lifting up a house because somebody dropped their eyeglasses or whatever and all those things. But he grows up and he marries someone named Megara, who you do remember as the cute Greek lady from the Disney movie. She's not going to have a very big role in this 12 labors because we just get to know her, that they have two children. They have very happy, but life doesn't turn out the way that it does in the movie. So Hera sent a fit of madness to Hercules that put him in a great rage. And he has these visions of defeating great monsters. And so he's like slaying a dragon. He's like uppercutting a werewolf. He's like doing a backbreaker on a giant, right? And then he comes to and he realized that he killed his wife and children.
His wife is smashed over his knee when he comes when he's no longer sitting.
in their at home WWE Hell in a Cell ring. Like.
I also like the fact that Hera is just like, oh yeah? Chat my nipples, will ya? You're gonna kill your wife. It's just like seems a little imbalanced.
I mean, that's very on brand for Hera, I think. Like throughout all the Greek, that's very her
she
level
just
of
bag revenge. Bomb. Honestly, that would have calmed me right down.
Yeah, I feel like if Zeus would just like stay home a little bit and just take care of the homestead, that a lot of things could have been avoided.
But. Yeah, you're probably right. We probably shouldn't be solely blaming the woman here, but
in the spirit of ancient Greece, I'm going to blame Hera exclusively.
I mean, I think to Peter's point, some blame lies with her.
Yes. Absolutely. Like, yeah. Yeah. She goes out of her way to make a lot of misery for a lot of folk.
Yeah.
Sure. She could have just chapped Hercules' nipples for all eternity. Yeah. She didn't have to kill his family.
She could just leave her husband. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Let him turn into a goose as much as he wants. Yeah.
So this is Hercules kind of, he comes to his senses and he sees all the horrible things he has done. This is God of War steals this, right? Whenever he doesn't God of War, Kratos
gets tricked by Ares to kill his entire family. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. This is an overlap, but Hercules comes to, he's like, whoa, what did I do last night?
he still has two empty 40s taped to his hands. His entire family is dead. Yeah.
Well, how much divine breast milk did I drink? he's got two empty 40s, but they're baby bottles. Like,
yeah. So he goes to Apollo. He's like, Apollo, how do I make things right? Because things don't feel so right. Mm-hmm. And Apollo says, you're gonna have to do a bunch of tasks for your wrongs so that the evil
about 10
that we'll give you. And you're going to have to do them for this guy named Eurystheus, the king of Mycenae.
I'm more of a hot tamales guy, which is a different Greek island.
Well, I'll post it.
I know, like, Mykonos, but, or Mykonos?
Mykonai?
Oh, this is Mycenae?
Mycenae, yeah.
Yeah,
Mycenae. Mycenae.
Sorry to all the historians. I'm quite bad with my Greek.
Sorry to my dead ancestors that I can't read any of these words.
Because I know it's Mycenaean. Like, I know that's, like, the people of that place.
Mycenaean Greeks.
I don't know what the actual place is.
Also, different tellings of the tale. Hera knew that Hercules was pregnant at the same time as Eurystheus, and one of them, whoever was born first, was going to be the king of Mycenae. But Hera made Eurystheus come out first as a premature baby, even though Hercules was going to be born into the kingship. This is a different version. Like, all of these stories are so old that you can find pretty much like a dozen different ways to tell any given point.
Yeah.
We talked about it on some episode recently at some point, but like the Greek Empire lasted what, like 1,500 years? Like those same stories are going to get told a lot. And like, it turns out that like historical record keeping wasn't like it is in the digital age of information, right?
Right. Yeah. That's it. So you can see this as a guy who kind of stole Herc's throne, by just being born early because of Hera. You can see him as just a weaker man than Hercules, because for sure he is.
Why not just delay Hercules a couple hours? Why need to force this fucking woman to have a premature birth in the Bronze Age when she could just, like, give Hercules' mother longer labor?
That's a double win of, like...
It's a matter of 3 months, then that's a long time for a baby to stay in.
It's too long to stay in.
I mean, when you said he needs to be born first to inherit the throne, I was thinking like just like the first twin first or 3 fucking months.
Pete, have you ever heard of that? You ever heard the little expression, you never know what happens when you assume? That's true, you and me. So
you make a premature baby out of you and me.
I do like the idea of Hercules standing there with baby bottles taped to his hands amidst his dead family being like, I could have been the king of Mike and Ike's.
Like, just such a nitwit.
Well, he's himbo, right? That's like the OG himbo. Yeah.
And in most of the, I watch YouTube videos, and I also like consume just like texts or whatever. But in all the YouTube videos, Hercules is like basically 12 feet tall, no neck, just all muscles.
This is the dumb god we were referring.
Yeah,
the explicitly dumb god
for me.
Yeah. So Eurystheus, like, why should a guy who's so strong, such as Hercules, follow this weak little pathetic king who's going to talk down to him and all this stuff? But Apollo said, or an oracle, or Apollo, or depending on who you ask, but for our story, we'll say Apollo said that Hercules will become more powerful with each task that he completes, and he'll also rinse his soul from the sins, which is killing your family. So so that's why do it. How do we get into this mess? Why do you got to do the 12 hardest things that anyone ever done?
Let's lore boy it out.
Yeah, that's how it happens. So we're getting into number one, the first labor.
Number one with a bullet. Best labor Hercules is.
And I started to feel like a BuzzFeed listicle.
Like a listicle.
Yeah.
Hercules-ticles.
Hercules.
That works. Hercules-ticle.
Yeah, that's whenever it has more than 10 things on the list, and it takes a Herculean effort to get through.
Yeah.
The whole list, so the first one up, he goes to the king and he says, "King, look, killed my family. Let me make it up to you. Let me make it up to you, man.
My family. Let me make it up to you."
Yeah.
12 foot tall in front of this like pale and frail king who was born 3 months early. Like,
oh, Hercules, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm here to make it up to you for killing my family.
I didn't kill your family.
No, I did.
I killed my family. I'm very sorry.
Okay, apology accepted.
Oh no, yeah. Jamie coughed right as we finished vamping.
Oh no.
I was struggling for the mute button there, yeah.
Yeah, Jamie was born 3 months early, trying to mute himself on Discord.
Yeah. So all of these things are supposed to be really hard. So the king says, "Why don't you go kill that lion in Nemea, the Nemean lion?"
Mm-hmm. Okay.
By the way, like this thing, like no one has ever beaten this thing. It is very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. So go on. So Hercules
gets there. It's already dead. It's like, oh yeah, I didn't even have to kill it. They only live like 15 years. You guys have been trying for a long time. It just died of natural causes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's two Nemean lions in a zoo exhibit that just won't mate.
Like, yeah. Come on. Yeah, yeah. He's like going with a big like bushel of bamboo for it. He's like, there you go.
Yeah. No. So Hercules goes to Nemea. We're gonna skip a lot of the travel. Like all these things take like 10 years. Okay. And I'll say if one thing took especially long, but you can just assume it takes weeks of travel to get to any of these things.
Yeah. Like, what is this? Lost Planet 3? We don't want to be, you know, spending all this time on travel.
No. Exactly. Yeah. So. He goes there, he tracks the lion, finds the lion, and he takes out his bow, pulls back an arrow, and it just completely glances off the lion. And he realizes it has an impenetrable coat. Basically, you can't rip it, you can't poke it, you can't tear it.
He just looks down at his hands the size of anvils, like, well, guess I gotta crush it to death.
Yeah,
hit it with a rock, yeah.
Hercules picked up his club and went after the lion.
Yeah. He's got like a regular man sized bow, so it's in like, he's using like six fingers to do it like that. And then he's got a club that is just a tree with the branches stripped off of it. Yeah. He's like, really should have used this thing from the beginning.
This tees off like a golf swing.
Yeah. He runs after it in, there's a cave that has more than one entrance. So it's kind of Scooby-Doo style thing where he chases it in one door and he waits for it to come out the second door. And he jumps on his back and chokes the fucker out.
Cool.
Yeah, and he chokes it to death, and he actually takes one of its own claws to skin it. And the coat that the lion that you often see Hercules wearing is this lion.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
But historians have also argued that he also killed another lion in his teenage years, and it could have been that lion. But this is the biggest, baddest lion that we know.
Historians, in quotes, us.
Yeah. Yeah. Historians, fake history, so who knows, right? Yeah.
I like the disputing fake historical facts, and there's like, well, no, actually, there's a different lion we made up that he killed when he was 17. Like, oh yeah, really?
Yep. You can tell by in episode 3 of Disney's Hercules. Yeah. Actually,
I mean, the lion that he wears in Disney's Hercules is Scar from The Lion King.
So. It is, yeah. Yeah.
So Hercules goes all the way back to Mike and I, Ike's, and the king was amazed that the hero had managed to do such an impossible task.
Oh, wow, you did it. You're back. You killed the unkillable lion. Cool. Yeah, I was hoping you would.
Yeah, I love this this has come up in like a few of the stories that I read, but the king becomes afraid of Hercules now. And now he's not allowed to come in through the city gates. Okay. And he has a large bronze jar created and buried partway in the earth so he can hide in his bronze jar from Hercules.
That is fantastic.
And I love that in a lot of these stories where when he comes back from whatever impossible task, the king is hiding in a jar.
Yeah.
What? He's here? What? He broke down the gate again? What do you mean? Where's my jar?
It's like an escape pod. It like ejects out of the castle, but obviously it would just like roll down a hill.
Yeah. Next up, if you've played Hades, there's a kind of a cool thing that I didn't realize, but the Hydra that's pretty famous, that he fights in the Disney movie, that where every time you cut off a head, another one grows back, is from a place called Lerna. So it's the Lernaean Hydra. And if you beat Hades enough times, you start to call the Hydra, which is the second boss, Lerny after a while.
Oh, cute.
And I didn't make that connection that it's because he's from Lerna. So
neither did I. Yeah. I don't even know where Lerna is. I couldn't point it out on a map.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither, man. There's a lot of places we're going today. And I looked at the map and I was like, do I put the effort in? I'm like, there's so many details already to follow. So I'm not going to make geography your problem for a world that is long gone. So
does he go to Tyre? Because I literally looked up where Tyre is yesterday. And that's the only one I got.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So from the murky waters of the swamps near a place called Lerna, Hydra would rise up and terrorize the countryside. A monstrous serpent with 9 heads, and one of the heads is even immortal. So,
okay.
pretty tall ask, you know. Oh, so you beat the lion. Now you got to go off and fight a 9-headed dragon, basically.
Yeah, you choked out that lion's only got one neck. Let's see you choke out 9 necks, dude.
So. Hercules sets off to hunt the 9-headed menace, but he did not go alone. He brought his nephew along.
It's a good name for a band as well, if we're going to be doing bands. 9-headed menace, great name.
Okay. Nice. I just wrote down choking the nine-necked chicken, which I also was thinking to myself, that's a good band name.
I remember in front of Protus the Hero, bassist, there was a guy who said... What was his
Kid Icarus?
Oh, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna name my band Kid Icarus, and I said that's ridiculous. Oh,
Jason.
Yeah, I said that's ridiculous, and a band who I respected a lot laughed. That's and then great. He remembered the joke the next time I met him when he came to Montreal. I was like, oh, bassist, you remembered me. And then yeah, you know the guy who made the shitty band.
But. Yeah, that's West Island hardcore in Montreal is its own genre. I know all the West Ecore dudes.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Bunch of doughy boys from the West Island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rich and privileged, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. his trusty nephew, Iolaus. Iolaus?
Iolaus, yeah.
Yeah.
Iolaus? I don't know. Greek pronunciation is extra weird compared to the spelling. Iolaus, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you dive into Hercules's background more, you'd know that his name, because he goes alongside with Hercules, on some of the other 12 labors as well, even though we don't see him more after this story, because there'll be things where he's like, oh, Hercules had to go do this thing. He got a crew of people and went on a ship, and we don't mention everyone's names. But
okay. This is Hercules' Little John, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do like to picture whoever Hercules' sidekick, that he rides in a little backpack on Hercules, you're like Pit Boost, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
the world's strongest man. You can carry me. Come
yeah,
on,
yeah. Like Danny DeVito when he's running the courses or whatever. Yeah,
well, yeah,
you did how many years of walking to get to that lion? No, come on, you got to carry me, bro. Yeah. It's way too far.
Yeah. Legend has it that Iolaus has won a victory in chariot racing at the Olympics, and he's actually often depicted as Hercules' charioteer. So he's the one who takes Hercules around, but we can do it the opposite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Kronk and Yzma from New Groove, from Emperor's New Groove, right? Where it's Hercules with his cousin.
It's how do you consider the chariot, right?
Yeah, often depicted as Hercules's charioteer. Hercules is the chariot.
He's the chariot. He's driving it. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
We're all there. Yeah.
Interpretation. Yeah, this is
I'm on the side of the historians here.
Mm-hmm. So first, Hercules lured the coily creature from the safety of his den by shooting flaming arrows at it.
I use that as bait for most things.
Just like shooting them like
tied to a fishing rod.
Yeah, a flaming arrow at the end of a fishing rod. Yeah, flaming arrow under like a cardboard box with a stick. Like it just sets the box on fire.
So the Hydra comes out and Hercules seized it. He's like, you know what? I'm a good old choker. How about I choke this guy? He grabs
the old tried and true.
Yeah. Jumps up. Monster's not so easily overcome, though, because it wound one of its coils around Hercules's foot. So one of the necks or the tail or its foot or it gets his foot stuck.
Okay.
And it makes it impossible for the hero to escape. Mm-hmm. So now all the heads are rushing at Hercules and all he's got is his trusty club and he keeps bashing them. He bashes the heads, but as soon as he smashes one, two more birth for in his place. So we know this story.
This was the Simpsons did this in their whacking day episode.
Right. And it's pretty this came up last week in when we were talking about Dominaria United, even with the Phyrexians. You beat one, there's two more to replace it, right?
Of course. Yeah. Exactly. Nobody tried choking Gingataxus to death, though.
So as I spoiled last week, Hercules keeps bashing him. What's happening? Nothing good. There's just more and more heads. But Iolas, being the smart charioteer racer, the smart NASCAR guy.
Okay, this also reinforces our himbo stereotype. Just saying.
Yeah.
Like Hercules just there with his big rock, just like smashing snake heads like, bah, 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 kill a snake. Bah, bah.
Yeah.
Been doing this since I was a baby, Iolas.
Yeah. Tying them all up in the little bow ties and like throwing them to the side.
Yeah.
Just a tied heads.
Iolas takes the flaming box from the flaming arrow trap.
Okay.
And he goes and he smashes this on all of the heads that were just broken. So he cauterizes them. Exactly. And you do that and he smashes all the heads until you get to the last head. That is just the immortal head. And Hercules, I don't know how he cuts it off, but he does cut it off. I guess he smashes the middle of the neck and then he has the immortal head and he buries a hole. Yeah. he digs a hole, he buries the immortal head, and he puts a big rock on it just in case. Okay. And there we go. He's done with the Hydra. The Hydra has been defeated, except for the one head that's living like that lady from Kill Bill, just in a coffin underground forever, I guess.
Like the main character, right? The bride.
Yeah.
I love how like that's so short-sighted and again himbo-ish where it's just like, well, that problem solved. No one's ever gonna move this rock, and it's just like, and he's just done.
Yeah. Just puts a little post-it note, like, warning snakes. Yeah, don't Hydra dead inside or whatever.
Yeah. In some of the stories too, it's mentioned that he drains the poisonous blood of the Hydra, and he dips all of his arrows into the head into the blood. Okay, which makes all of his arrows now poisonous. So in the 12 Labors of Hercules video game, this is where you would unlock poison arrows.
I was just going to say, man, ancient Greeks inventing the first video game.
Yeah. Yep. And for the first thing he kills, he gets a hide on his back that is like impenetrable by arrows and swords and anything sharp. And then
A Metroidvania. Like he's getting upgrades as he's going, right?
I would play this Lies of Hercules game or whatever, man.
I was gonna say exactly that. God damn it.
Well, you fucking passed me then, Peter.
I know.
I have brain damage from a Kid Icarus show and I'm faster than you.
God damn it, Jason.
Yep. Next up, so he goes home, I guess the guy's hiding in his pot or whatever.
Who did what? He killed the Hydra?
Yeah, all you hear is the ting-ting-ting-ting-ting of the Just lid closing.
There's like the little cloud shaped exactly like the king on the throne because he's left so quickly. Like Looney Tunes.
we have the wide shot of like, you know, the smashed open gates and Hercules walking up the wide avenue to like the capital of Mycenae, Mike and Ike's, and then just like the brass pot just rolling down a hill, like just on the side of the frame.
Yep. So now we're on to the third labor. And this one is called the Hind of Cerinia. And this is also known as Diana's pet deer. So the hind is just a deer. Cerinia is the place we're going. Diana is going to be our goddess of the moon.
It's a red deer. A hind is just a regular old red deer.
Oh, well, yeah. Deerside 2020.
Yeah. That took me a second. I like that. I have to cough. I've been sick this week, but anyways. So you think it'd be easy for a hero like Hercules to go shoot a deer? You just got poison arrows for frick's sake.
Oh, can we guess its power?
You can, but it's really not very powerful.
Oh, too bad. I thought it would be like bulletproof lion, poison snake arrows, and then like trying to think of like, okay, what else does he need? Like a grappling hook.
He can disguise himself as like a trophy. You know what I mean? He just becomes a mounted head of himself on the wall that lets him sneak past guards.
Which is for a puzzle, yeah. That's how he sneaks back into the castle of Mycenae without scaring away the king. It's just like him with like the deer horns on the wall, just like poking through up to the shoulders.
This special deer had golden horns and hooves of bronze.
Hoons.
Horns. Hoons of bronze.
And hooves of bronze. So,
okay.
I guess you could use the bronze hooves to hit the bronze pot to wake up the king. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. The golden antlers would be like a climbing tool for the Metroidvania, right?
Right.
Yeah.
This is more of, this is complicated because it's a goddess's pet deer. So you don't want to just go and shoot the thing because you already got like the big goddess mad at you.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, why would you want more goddesses mad at you, right? It's already making things hard enough in your life. You went and killed your whole family because of it, LOL.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Kill your other families?
Yeah.
Goes mad, kills his stepkids, is slightly less sad about it.
Yeah. So Diana... She had her special pet was this deer. So this deer was Diana is the sacred goddess of hunting and the moon, and this is her special pet.
It's okay. It's Artemis in Greek. Diana is the Roman equivalent. I looked it up because I was like, who the heck is Diana? I never heard of this god before.
Yeah,
but it's Artemis, the Roman romanized version is Diana.
Okay.
So Artemis or Diana, he didn't want her getting angry at him. Because he's already in enough trouble with Hera, so he sets out on the adventure and he hunts the deer for a whole year. And at last, when the deer became weary of the chase, she looked for a place to rest on the mountain called Artemisius.
Okay.
Go figure, there you go.
Dionysius.
Made her way to the river Ladon, and the deer was about to get away after all this. So Hercules is like, it's been a year. I thought the deer was slowing, but now she's getting away. So he pulls back his arrow and he shoots her. He puts the deer on his shoulders and he turns back to go back to Mike and Ike's. And as Hercules hurries on his way, he's met by Diana or Artemis and Apollo.
Okay.
Yeah. And Diana's like really upset, but Hercules just told the truth. And he said that I had to do what the Oracle told me to go do these things for this damn premature birth pot king. And now I had to get this fucking deer back to the house. And it was going to go across the river Ladon. I didn't want to do this, but I had to. And I'm sorry. And Diana says, I'll let go of my anger and heal the deer. You can bring it back to Mike and Ike's, but then you have to release it. So he does. He brings it all the way home. Shows he lifts the pot, shows the deer, and then goes on his way. Yeah.
I don't want to cause any trouble here. I don't want anybody to get no chap nipples over a dead deer. You can have it. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that is very God of War 2018, like when Kratos first meets Freya and like kills her pet, or like he shoots her pet boar. His son Atreus shoots her pet boar, and then she like heals it, and then they like, oh, it's fine, no harm, no foul.
Yeah. Next up, the Aramanthian.
You're doing it, brute. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
Next up, the Aramanthian boar.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, and there we go.
Actually, sometimes the boar and the deer are, although separate labors, sometimes they're consolidated into a single trip, where he goes and he gets the boar and the deer and brings them home. But
okay.
But we split them up just because makes counting easier. So this one's
if you're counting to 12, I guess you do need 12 things.
He comes home with a pig and a deer. He's like, that counts as two, though.
Sure, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
just a little okay hand comes out of the ring of the dark, yeah. Like, right back in.
So this one lives on a mountain called Aramanthius, and every day the boar would come crashing down from his lair on the mountain, attacking men and animals all over the countryside.
Hell yeah. Gouging rule.
Dude, yeah.
Unstoppable.
Imagine waking up and just fucking, this
boar with fucking, like, tusks as long as your forearm, just like charging down the hill at you. Like,
yeah. So,
such an edge.
Unlike the deer, it wasn't so hard for Hercules to find the boar.
Just follow the trail of destruction.
Yeah.
I'll go through all the boar-shaped holes in people's walls to find it.
Just look for truffles. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Yep. So he could hear the beast snorting and stomping as it rooted for something to eat. Yeah, they're those truffles, I guess.
Yeah.
And Hercules chased the boar round and round the mountain, shouting as loud as he could, "Hey, piggy!"
Yep.
And the boar, frightened and finally out of breath, hid in a thicket. And Hercules pokes his spear into the thicket and drives the exhausted animal into a deep patch of snow. So he like hits it with the spear, holds it down in the snow, wraps it into a net, throws it over his shoulder, and carries it all the way back to Mike and Ike's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Eurystheus, again, amazed and frightened by the hero's power, hid in his partly buried bronze jar.
Beautiful thing.
He's not very likable, this guy, you know?
I mean...
He's a coward. I mean, he's afraid of Hercules, which seems fine, because, like, he's afraid of Hercules. Go crazy.
Yeah, he's afraid of a guy, a 12-foot-tall man, who weighs 300 pounds, who killed his own entire family, who also... A goddess against your will has like made you guys rivals, like has played like Professor Oak and was like, you guys are going to be rivals now.
Yeah.
You're just like this sick, frailly, premature born king. Yeah. Like, why?
That's true. He could have came out full baked 3 months later and just been like a noble who got to hang out and drink wine or whatever. But instead, he had to be have health problems and the strongest rival ever. But yeah. So next up. So there's been a lot of like, go find this horrific monster or this mythical thing and do things about it.
Very straightforward early game quests is being sent on right now.
Yeah. This one's, I guess, a little bit more of like a gather quest or something a little more tedious, because this one's the Augean Stables. Hercules cleans up, which I guess is our title for the episode, where he cleans he has to clean the stables.
Sure.
But they're not just.
I've mocked stalls.
It's not just any stables. This guy, King Augeas, he owns more cattle than anyone in Greece. Some say that he's a son of one of the great gods, and others say that he's a son of a mortal. But whoever son he was, he's rich as hell, and he's got more cows, bulls, goats, sheep, and horses than anyone.
Okay, yeah, he's got the Poopian bull, which poops more than any bull in Greece.
Yeah, he's got an Aegean Sea worth of shit.
Yeah, he's like he did the first global warming with the amount of methane he's shooting out of this farm.
Okay, like, he did the first global warming.
So he goes to the king, and he doesn't tell anything about Eurystheus. He goes to King Augeas, and he's like, "Hey, I bet you I can clean out your whole stables in one day, and if I'm right, You have to give me 1/10 of your fine cattle.
You have to stop polluting. So this is the labor of Hercules, where he has to go and convince a man in a powerful position to do something about climate change. And, and the king from his jar is just like, well, he'll never figure this out.
But then he unburies the immortal Hydra head, cuts off the head enough times that there's as many heads as there are cow butts. And
okay,
they just has
hooks them right up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hook all the Hydra heads up to the cow bust.
Jamie's doing a jerking two dicks off at once motion while he's describing this.
I'm connecting.
Yeah, yeah. I understand the attaching a snake to the back of a cow.
Exactly.
Very clear.
And more cow. No problem. Just cut off a couple more heads, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I'm just trying to come up with problems that don't solutions to problems that don't exist. Okay. Cause global warming doesn't. No, just kidding.
What we need is more snakes. That's what I'm proposing. No carbon tax, just snakes.
Just like 16 snake heads and like an ill-fitting human face mask, basically, like in a suit running for office. Like.
So, Hercules, like I said, he goes to the king, but on the sly, he's like, this isn't a labor, but, yo, if I get rid of all the poop in one day, you give me 1/10 of all your cattle. And this guy's like, no way. There's no way you could do this.
Bullshit. Whoa, and I don't mean that in a jokey way.
Yeah. He's like, if you could do that, I would gladly pay you that much. And you know what? Like, tell me when you're starting, because I'm going to bring my son with me so we can watch this. We have to see this.
Mm-hmm.
So he brings his son along. And what Hercules does is he tears a big opening in the wall of the cattle yard where the stable is. Then he makes another big opening in the wall on the opposite side of the yard.
He's just there like, buddy, I didn't think you were going to fuck up my property like that.
it gets better. He digs wide trenches to two rivers which flowed nearby, and he turns the course of the rivers into the yard. And the rivers rush through the stables, flushing them out, and all of the mess flows out on the other hole on the other side of the yard. And
poisons the Aegean population.
Yeah, exactly.
They said, I clean it one day, right? I clean it one day. So he did clean it one day. King Aegean, Augean, he was like, hey, that's not only not fair, that's not cool, man. Like, I am not paying you. Why would I pay you? This is like crazy. You just fucked
you
up my whole house.
Away my farm.
Yeah. And Hercules is like, hey, I did what I said I would. You owe me 1/10 of the cattle. And the guy's like, go see a judge about it. And they end up going to the judge. And if you dig into the story more, it's the son ends up telling, like being the expert witness and who saw it happen and knows cattle and whatever.
And the judge is like, I know how to determine this. We'll simply cut the son in half.
Well, the son tells it how it was, and Hercules ends up getting paid. And he goes back to Eurystheus. Who is a little more confident this time because there's no new like Hydra in his house or boar or anything. So he's sitting on his throne and he's like, this labor didn't count because you were paid for doing the work. And not only did this labor not count, the Hydra didn't count either because you got your cousin to do the burning on the heads. So that wasn't really you, was it?
Okay.
Everybody's getting screwed by bad contracts right now, right?
Yeah.
Right. So this is now he had
the fifth labor. Go to law school.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Read the fine print.
Yeah. So with five labors down, he has now got the tally reduced to only three completed. And he had to do 10 in the first place. There's seven whole more things to do. And they're not going to get it.
We get the 12 labors. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two were canceled.
Even though he kind of pretty much really did what he said he'd do. But the little weak Eurystheus got him on technicalities. So I think
that's what weak men always do is is use technicalities against the strong men.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think this would be a good time to take a little break. And when we're back, we are going to start off with the next labor, which includes birds with metal feathers. So,
all this labor's got me sleepy.
We'll see you after the break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back from the break. So we have done three labors, or five, depending on who you ask. But we are coming back to Hercules for the sixth labor, where we're going after the Stymphalian birds.
Or the fourth labor, depending on who you ask.
Depending on who you ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm team man in jar.
I mean, in that case, I'll take my client Hercules. In that case, we are on the sixth labor.
Yeah. So we are on our way to go near a lake near the town of Stymphalos. The lake is deep in woods, and Hercules has no idea how to get rid of these this huge gathering of birds. He's running in circles around the lake, and as soon as they would lift up and he would get to the other side of the lake, they would down. trying to strangle them.
Look at all them chickens.
Yeah. So he's just now sitting down on a rock, like, how am I going to do this?
So thinking, just surrounded by birds, just like,
sitting down on a rock, like, oh, I know it, a rock. Starts throwing rocks at him.
The birds, like,
he kills two, and he's just like, all right, that's a good start.
Yeah.
These birds, like,
so we get the expression.
They're sometimes like just birds in the story, but sometimes they're also like giant birds with metal feathers that can basically Pokemon move, shoot their metal feathers down to the earth.
Sometimes they're birds, sometimes they're Digimon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Historians are unclear as to which it is.
Yeah. Hey Google, when bird is Digimon?
So with the gods, like, are kind of into Hercules. Most of them like him, other than Hera. So there is some divine intervention here. The goddess Athena comes to his aid, and she gives him a pair of bronze crotala. And crotala, if you didn't know, is a noise making clapper similar to castanets.
Oh, the little. The
I am picturing the cestuses from God of War, with like the lion's head, like cestuses, and he's just like their little like clacking mouths. I don't even know how you spell that because I just got some.
Yeah,
I mean, very very C-list music artiste. When I type it,
they're not just normal noisemakers. This ones had been made by Hephaestus, the god of the forge.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And climbing a nearby mountain, Hercules clashed the crotala loudly.
He's running sideways like a crab now through the birds.
Yeah. So basically he clicks them, and like skeet shooting, the birds fly out of the tree, and he slays them with a bow and arrow. Okay. Or possibly a slingshot.
Okay.
So yeah, it takes time, but he goes to every tree, clicks up a storm at the bottom, and then Skeet shoots them out of the sky.
Okay.
Eventually, that's enough. He got the Stymphalian birds, and he's out of there.
He got his duck call from Hephaestus. Some old southern guy.
I guess the king didn't catch on to this one because he didn't take it away for it technically being help by getting the Castellanetas, Dan Castellanetas.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
Yeah. Trying to catch some birds, eh?
Pretty good. That's good 80s Homer, actually.
So I could do it early Homer.
Yeah. Next up is the Cretan bull. And of all of them, this one I only have like two lines on. It was really, really easy.
Okay.
He got to Crete, and he did what Hercules did best. He wrestles the bull.
Yeah, grabbed the bull by the horns. That's where we get the expression.
Oh. Yeah, and he drove. Yeah, he put the bull to the ground, and he drove it back
stuck
to
a, stuck a hydra head on its ass. Wrestled it to the ground.
Yeah, yeah. Gave it a little spring in its step for the way home.
And goes to Crete, just floods the entire island to get the one bull off. He's like, "There, I did it."
Yeah. So he brings it all the way back to Mike and Ike's, and then he lets it go free. He doesn't bring it back to Crete.
It'll find its way home. Yeah. I've seen Homeward Bound.
The fucking bull just like drowning in the Mediterranean.
It wandered around Greece, terrorizing the people, and ended up in Marathon, a city near Athens. So
yeah, I was gonna say, what if it's like an invasive species? Like this bull has no natural predators on.
Yeah. Well, now they need to introduce hydras to get rid of the bulls.
Yes, of course. Yes, or rivers to sweep them away. The natural enemy of the bull.
This one is the next one up is the man-eating horses of Diomedes.
Okay.
So, this one,
man-eating horses is terrifying.
Yeah.
In the book series that Jamie and I are both fans of, the Malazan series, there's this group of people called the Teblor who are like 12 foot tall, like superhumans. They got like four lungs and two hearts. And they ride horses, which are like carnivores essentially.
Yeah. Okay. I finished Brandon Sanderson's university course, by the way. I listened to all his creative writing, and he describes Steven Erikson like in world building, like how you can like tell people, like hold their hand a bit and kind of explain things as you go. He explains Erikson as climbing up for the reader, climbing up like a brick wall where there's only like millimeters of finger hold. And that's how
you get to the top, though.
Once you get to the top and you reread, you know, you have this all everything underneath you, but you got to claw your way up there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Erikson, hard to get into, good once you're there. But anyways. So Hercules, he gets a band of volunteers, assuming he brings his cousin, he brings all the homies.
I'm a trumpet. What are we going to do? Have you got your castellanetas? Hey, is Dan here? Hey, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, Homer did live around this time, I guess.
Yeah.
Homer castaneta, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going across the Aegean Sea to Bistonia. So he goes, they overpower the people who are tending to the horses, drive them away to the sea. But they also sent a band of soldiers to recapture the animals. So they're walking away with the animals. Then they get a bunch of Bistonians jump out of the trees and like, we're taking our horses back.
A bunch of Bostonians jump out of the trees, go like, "Hey, what the fuck are you doing here? Get the fuck out of Boston, huh? You sons of bitch, Irish, get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, and there's one kid named Abderos, and he's like a little young guy. He did nothing wrong. He was just along for the road. And Hercules like, "Abderos, hold these man-eating horses while I go fight."
Sure, boss, I got them. Just count me in whenever you're ready.
Just like a fistful of reins, just like all of them all bundled up. Just like, hang on,
these reins, he's trying to hold his trumpet too. Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's like under his arm.
Yeah. I guess this is where you'd probably get your mount in the game, but unfortunately, while Hercules had no problem fighting off the Bostonians, but the mares got the better of young Abderos and dragged him around until he was killed. So this one says dragged him around.
They didn't even eat him.
I saw the other one that I read, they ate him.
Oh,
okay. So I don't know. It depends on what story you're trying to scare your kid with, I guess.
Yeah.
The squire dragging horses are not nearly as threatening, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, more realistic, right? Like if you're a kid and you're trying to, if you have a kid and you're trying to give them cautionary tales to make sure that they don't get themselves killed, it's like, yeah, don't hold it to six leads, you know, at once, or like tie yourself to a horse because like you could get dragged to death and that's not good, child. Yeah. So
I'm not sure what the moral would be. Don't help the like the righteous people or whatever. Like don't help here. Don't fight a battle that is not your own, maybe.
I mean, I would think literally. Don't
be
tie
careful
yourself
around
to a
large
lead.
Animals.
Yeah, be careful around horses.
Yeah. But his story is like, he helped Hercules and died for it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm back from killing all those East Coast racists. Where's my trumpeter?
Yes. Yeah.
Your boss is lovely.
I've been once.
Yeah. So he takes the hero back to Eurystheus. But Eurystheus set them free. So the mares wandered around until eventually they came to Mount Olympus.
He thought they would get the bull.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, he's got the real invasive species problem now.
Yeah.
Like, bring all these legendary monsters over here, and then he just releases them into the wild.
Yeah.
Horses, the bull's only predator.
Man eating horses, the bull's only predator, yeah. So he sets a why. Free.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
They go to Olympus, home of the gods, where they were eaten by wild beasts. So even the man-eating mares were eaten by other...
some kind of horse-eating monster. It's just like a regular bear.
We're man-eating horses. Man-eating horses eating horses?
Man-eating horse-eating horses, yeah.
Buffalo, 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 buffalo.
And that's the end of that one. So we're moving on to the ninth. Which in baseball is the end, but in Hercules is the three-quarter mark.
You get extra innings.
You can, but only if you're playing a Hercules game.
Sure. That's what they call them. That's what they call them, the MLB.
Yeah.
A real Hercules game going on tonight, folks. Rodriguez up to bat.
So next up is an artifact. So no more just kill the thing or bring the thing here. This is like an item. And this is for King... I always forget his name. Eurystheus is like... It's his first like...
Eurystheus?
Eurystheus. It's for his like daughter or like niece or something. It's like basically some noble girl's like, I want this thing. I want Hippolyte's belt.
I want a Polly Pocket from the World's Strongest Man.
I thought he would have him go search the larger, more comfortable jar of Thebes.
No. So for the ninth labor, he has to go get the belt of, it's written here, Hippolyte, but it looks like Hippolyte. But it's Hippolyte.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So this is no ordinary belt, and this is no ordinary warrior. Hippolyte is the queen of the Amazons, a tribe of the women warriors that have nothing to do with the Amazon River in South America. Their name comes from a Greek word meaning missing one breast. This is because an Amazon's right breast got in the way while working for Jeff Bezos, and they had to cut it off to make their... No, joke. They got in the way when they threw a spear. So there's a bunch of burly women with one titty with spears that you don't want to mess with.
Listen, ladies, you can have a union or you can have one tit. That's the only choice for it. Yeah.
Well, you want the vote or you want both titties, huh?
Another one of those Boston guys.
I'm on Hippolyte's Wikipedia page right now. Oh, it's the Amazonian queen with a magic girdle. Fun fact though, the name of the Amazon translates to having loosened horses. Isn't that fun? Because we just talked about horses running loose.
Oh, it's weird. And then here it says meaning missing one breast. So whoever you ask back then.
Wikipedia, man. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I picked it from basically a different Wikipedia, but yeah. So the Amazons lived apart from men. If they gave birth to children, they keep the females and they leave the men on a hill.
They feed them to the horses.
Yes, exactly. But the queen, like I said, had a special piece of armor. It was a leather belt that was given to her by Ares, the war god, because she was the best warriors of all the Amazons.
Okay.
She had the best quota times for all of the Amazonian workers. So she got a belt that she could keep her box cutter in or something. Yeah.
She had a lanyard from Ares at the pizza party.
Yep. So, Queen... now I'm looking at the name and I completely forgot how to say it. Hippolyte asked Hercules, why have you come? And he said, well, I just need the belt. I need to do this. I'm going to get this belt one way or another. but can I just take it from you?
What are you going to do? Throw a spear at me? You'll be off, all off balance from your two berets. What?
Oh, <ooga.
laughs> Yeah, but only one of his eyes pops out when he does the Awooga, right?
Yes. I don't get these Amazons. Twice the women, half the tits.
Oh, come on.
Like Hercules is Joey Diaz at this point.
Yeah.
Who's that? Okay. We took him from a lovable himbo to a real right-wing internet personality, huh?
Anyways, she's actually really cool. She's like probably like more knowledgeable. Being like a woman leader, she's like, look, maybe we don't need to have this war. This is going to happen either way. I'm just going to give you this. You can take it back to your kingdom. Bring it back someday or something. But Hera started meddling. And she's like, well, if Hercules gets this and brings it back easily, then he'll be one step closer to his goal. So she disguised herself as an Amazon warrior. And she whispered in all of the women's ears, being like, hey, that guy's going to steal the queen. Hey, that guy's going to steal the queen. So the whole population thought, while they're talking on the docks or whatever, that he's going to just snatch the queen, when really she's just going to give him the belt and let him go.
Right.
But all of the Amazonians put on their armor, grab their spears, so that they're not falling over in one direction. And then they walk all they start walking towards the docks where Hercules is. Hercules sees this. He's not smart, but he knows what fighting is, and he sees all the fight in their eyes. So he draws a sword, kills their queen, takes the belt, and skedaddles. So, so that's how he gets the belt, and then he brings it home for some spoiled brat who is just going to wear it at court while drinking watered wine.
And getting bored of it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, yeah, I need to do this to redeem myself. I just need to pick up this belt. She's like, yeah, honestly, that's perfectly reasonable. You know, the gods be fucking with us every once in a while. Just bring it back when you can. And then he's just like, wait a second, that was too easy. At the moment of trouble, he just like, just kill
him. Yeah, does what he does best, man. Yeah. Next up, we're going to the 10th labor, the Cattle of Geryon. And Geryon is a monster. He's sometimes portrayed as a cyclops.
Okay.
He lives on an island called Erythia, which is near the boundary of Europe and Libya. So I do go in a little bit to some geography because I thought this was interesting. But on this island, Geryon keeps a herd of red cattle guarded by his dog, or Cerberus's brother, Orthus, who's a two-headed hound.
It's an odd litter. It's like, that's still like a five puppies, but with only two bodies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They have 12, and how the heads fall, you never know, but yeah. So Hercules sets off for Erythia, and he encounters many wild beasts along the way. He comes to a place where Libya meets Europe, and he built two massive mountains, or there's different accounts. So Hercules either built the mountains, one in Europe, one in Libya, to commemorate his extensive journey. Others say that there was one mountain and he cleft it in twain, which caused the gates or pillars of Hercules, also known as the Strait of Gibraltar. So
very cool.
Interesting. Yep. Okay, cool.
He either made it or split something in two. Either way, it's so big and Herculean that they call it that. And that's between Spain and Morocco. The gate of the Mediterranean Sea to the Atlantic Ocean.
There's a bunch of cow shit on the other side, so he splits open the Strait of Gibraltar to use all the water in the Mediterranean to clean it on the other side, right?
Right, yes.
We should say it separates Spain and Morocco, and so it is, of course, rightfully controlled by the British.
Of course.
Yeah. Hercules arrives to his destination, and Orthus, the two-headed dog, attacks him. So what does he do? He bashes him with his club.
Oh.
Eurytion followed, but... Oh, wait, I wrote an extra sentence there. It doesn't need to be there. He bashed him with his club.
Yeah. Bashed him good.
Hercules turned off his body cam and then hit the dog with the club.
Yes. Yeah. Another herdsman in the area reports these events to Garion, the big Cyclops, who's going to be pretty mad.
Garion does sound like a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he does.
We've talked about him before. It's a name from Dante uses it in Inferno. It's the fraud monster that, like, he rides it at some point, I think, to get to Dis.
Right. Yeah, Garion attacks Hercules just as he's loading up all the cattle. All the red cattle are just getting into the ship. And then he's like, clomp, clomp, clomp. And he looks in over the horizon. A Cyclops is there. And Hercules shoots him dead with arrows, assumedly right in the big eye.
Yeah.
Because how else would you do it?
That's, again, in a video game, that's the weak spot on the Cyclops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's how you use the steer it and attack all the little zombie guys. I was thinking, like a Cyclops, does it have like a regular eyebrow so it gets like angry down at an angle, or does it curl down in the middle?
No, yeah, it has like a bi-brow. It's like, it's got the ability to like bend in the middle for sure.
It's like just like one, but it's more flexible. So
just
like
more
an
muscle.
S shape when it's puzzled, yeah. Right?
Are there animals? Oh, are there animals in the animal kingdom that have one eye rather than two?
I don't think so.
I mean,
why do
how far does the animal kingdom?
Zero. It's like no eyes on some things, and then
enough
two.
To have an eyebrow. Enough to have an eyebrow.
Are there one eye?
Are there animals with eyebrows?
Hey Google, does an animal have one eye?
Yeah.
One species that only has one eye naturally, and they are a form of genus called copepods.
Copepods.
Yeah. Oh, you only got one eye. Cope. They're like tiny, microscopic fish. Some microscopic fish got one eye.
Okay,
that is.
Huh? Yeah, probably just not enough resources for two.
Are there? Are there many three-eyed animals? I know there's like eight eyes on like spiders and stuff, right? Like some of them really went nuts. The Tuatara, a lizard that lives on a few remote islands near New Zealand, has an extra one. There's three-eyed lizard.
I don't think it can see. It like detects light. It's like a very primitive eye.
Peter, yeah. Peter, think about what you just said.
No, I know. Like see. Like it's not like you if you put a blindfold on it but left the third eye, it's not like it would walk in a straight line and not bump into shit, right? I think it's just like it in the same way, like it can detect light, like, oh, it can detect where the sun's at or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not like a fully functional.
My eyes can do that, idiot. I don't need a third eye for that.
All right. Well, Hercules is arguing with his cousin about the number of eyes on creatures as they're on their way home. But stealing the cattle is not the hard part. Bringing them home was the hard part.
Herding cattle, notoriously difficult.
Well, two sons of Poseidon come out of the sea and try and fight him, which he kills both of.
Jesus, okay.
Yeah, at a place called Rhegium, a bull got loose and jumped into the sea, and it swam to Sicily and made its way to the neighboring country. The native word for bull was Italus, so the country came to be named after the bull and was called Italy. Huh. Yeah. Also, I didn't write all of this in here. Wait, is it now or later? I think it's now where he also like wrestles Poseidon somewhere. Like Poseidon comes out and he just like gets him in a headlock. He's like, "All right, you got me this
give
time."
Give him a noogie. Like,
yeah. And it's not the last time
giving Poseidon a swirly. Like
I was thinking of that too. Yeah.
Like, flushing the toilet. Like
it's all water.
Yeah.
This doesn't even bother me. Stop. It's not, I don't care. Stop.
Yeah. So, Poseidon being like in Greek mythology, basically one of the top three, right? Zeus, Poseidon, Hades, I think are the big three.
Okay.
In Greek mythology. So he very, very strong, very strong. Zeus gets to control the air and the land. Poseidon gets to control the water, and Hades gets to control the
and the rest.
Yeah. Exactly. So they have their own areas, I guess. Like there's more gods, like the god of war, right? But war doesn't always have like borders, I guess. He would be where war is found. War without borders.
The world was divided by lot among Cronus's three sons. Zeus was given the sky, Hades the underworld, and Poseidon the sea, with the earth and Mount Olympus belonging to all three.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So they're like the three landowners. You can't buy a house unless you're one of them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're the three Kronos companies that are buying Chinese up all the property in North America. Yeah.
So if you've been counting, this is where Hercules gets to 10. And he actually didn't know that 2 had been canceled yet. So he walks home. He's like, I just wrestled Poseidon. So
when you said before, like the king was feeling all like bolstered or whatever, and like said this, it's like, oh no, he said that like to his advisor. He's like, but I'm not gonna count those ones. Don't tell him. Don't tell him anything. I'm not gonna count those.
Yep. So poor Hercules, after 8 years and 1 month and performing 10 superhuman labors, any one of these would be nearly impossible to the normal person. He's not off the hook. He needs 2 more. So don't count the Hydra. You don't count the stables. But
Castellaneta is from the gods. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So now this is where he would have wrestled Poseidon, because he goes out. He has to get the apples of Hesperides, and these are apples that are guarded by the gods, and not anyone can get these. He doesn't even know where they are, but they're in Mount Olympus.
Okay.
So he's like searching the world. He can't figure it out. He's sailing the seas. He gives Poseidon a nug. He's like, where is it, man? Where is it?
Where are the apples? Where do you keep the apples? They're like, they're not out here. It's the middle of the ocean.
It's just salt water, bro. Like, can't grow here. I keep telling you that. Yeah. I heard on a listicle that apples are 98% water, okay? Bro. Not fooling me, bro.
Yeah.
What is this? Is this an apple? It's like a sea urchin. He's like, no.
Yeah,
sure, whatever. It is. Take them all.
Yeah. So there's like a longer story where he messes with Poseidon. He talks to other folk to figure out where these are. He finally figures out where they are. And then he finally figures out how he can get them, because he can't actually just go and get them himself. So there's a guy named Atlas who holds all the heavens in place and the earth in place. You might know him as the guy with the big old boulder on his back.
It's the world. It's a globe.
Yeah.
He's the splash Sisyphus art for Civ 6.
Yeah. Sisyphus is like pushing up over and over. Atlas, similar type of task, something that lasts forever, but just no progress and reset over and over again. He's just got to hold the weight of the universe on his shoulders always, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's really hard for him, and he starts to get a little flushed, and that's global warming, kids.
Yeah.
It's natural. It's natural. He's just going to sweat a bit and we'll all cool off. Don't worry.
So Hercules is like, okay, Atlas can actually get these things, but he's all tied up holding the earth and the heavens in place. So Hercules is like, hey, why don't I lighten your load? Let me hold that. Let me hold the earth real quick. And you go get me a few apples, pick some good ones. And then when you come back, you take over your responsibilities. I get the apples. You get a break. I get the apples.
We reset the climate. So, we're no longer at risk of global warming. We'll buy ourselves another, what year is it? 2,000 years or so?
Yeah. We got way too many cattle. So if you could just hold us a little farther away from the sun, that'd be good. So he commits, and Atlas like, hey, good deal, man. This, my back hurts. Like, it'd be good to stretch out for a little
bit. This is like, right? He's in solitary, though. It's like, hey, Atlas, if you can go, I'll give you 1 hour in the yard if you can grab some apples while you're there, and then return to your eternal prison of holding the heaven and sky, like the heaven and the earth apart. Okay. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Hey, any break would be a good break if you had an eternal prison, right? Like,
yeah
that's true. Why would you go back, though? Leave Hercules there.
Well, so the gods are going to find out eventually and punish you, right?
Atlas was thinking more like Peter, though. Atlas came back with the apples, and he's like, Hercules, I kind of like being able to walk around. I don't like the eternal prison so much. How about just leave you here, and I leave with the apples?
Yeah, he's
got the apples. You like them apples. That's where we get the expression.
There we go.
In a Bostonian accent, yeah.
How do you like them apples? On his rope, too. He's like, squeak, squeak. Like, cleans it off, takes a bite out of it. Like, it's pretty good.
Ironically, the Bostonians' horses don't even eat apples. They don't.
They eat people.
Yeah. How do you like them apples? It's just a person. Yeah. Atlas comes back. He's got the apples. He sees Hercules there, and he's like, "Honestly, I think I'm just gonna go, man. I kind of like this walking around thing." And Hercules says, "Oh, well, actually, if you could just help let me fix my cloak, if you could just hold this for 1 second, I'll fix my cloak so I'm a little more
Tom Sawyer's him.
Yeah, but it's like my sleeves all bunched up under my jacket. Like,
it's eternity. I need to fix my jacket. Yeah. So then he goes. Atlas holds it for him. And of course, Hercules grabs the apples and runs. And Atlas has eternity.
I wouldn't even run. It's like, I can't believe you were that stupid.
Yeah, that's on Atlas, honestly. Yeah. Atlas fallen, am I right?
That's where we get the expression.
So now we're on to the 12th and final labor. This one is the big one. It's the hardest one yet. Hercules needs to go to the underworld to kidnap Cerberus and bring it all the way back to the real world. And nobody has gone to the underworld and come back to talk about it. No one living.
Right. Hades presumably like pops back and forth to check out his timeshare in Olympus with his brothers.
Yeah.
Or something, right?
Yeah. He snap teleports when he's angry, or like a volcano comes out of his flaming haircut.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
A Pegasus can blow his hair out. Yeah. Yes. We're familiar with him.
Yeah. Yeah. So most dangerous of all, he has to go down to the underworld and kidnap the beast called Cerberus. So the king Eurystheus is like, dude, I could probably get this pot even uninstalled. It's kind of an eyesore in the back lawn, you know? Like, this guy, I think we got him here, you know?
So it's like an old above ground pool. It's just like, we could at least get the dead leaves out of it or something.
Yeah. And finally, the 12th and final labor. Run your barbecue in your garage with all the windows closed.
Yeah. Start your Pegasus in your tent or something. Yeah.
Hercules getting very sleepy.
Hercules is gonna smash this bad air. Air until he falls asleep.
So Cerberus, if you didn't know, three-headed dog that guards the entrance to hell, basically. Mm-hmm. Before making the trip, Hercules said, "Let's take some precautions. This is a journey which no mortal has ever done. So once I'm in the kingdom of Hades, I might not be able to leave.
So I know I need a leash. I need some doggy bags. Maybe a muzzle. No, three muzzles. Come on, Herc."
So there's some magic shit that happens here. He goes to see someone named Eumolpus, a priest who is known, who has the Eleusinian mysteries.
Okay.
And these mysteries are sacred religious rites that celebrate the myth of Demeter and her daughter Persephone.
Right, yeah.
But basically, if you know these secrets, you have happiness in the underworld. So if by some normalcy you're not able to get out of there, because you shouldn't be able to, at least you know where all the where Joe's Crab Shack is, and where you can get a margarita or something, you know, like cool off. Yeah,
you get an Uncle John's bathroom reader for purgatory, you know what I mean?
yeah you get to go to the cool hell where all the rock stars are and get to hang out with them.
Yeah. I'm gonna go see Dio. It's gonna be great.
Yeah. And the first of my secrets is, anytime you stay in a hotel room, you should smash the television.
Yeah, so he learns the secret to be happy in hell, and he goes down fully being prepared that, you know what, maybe this is a good end to my life. I've killed my entire family.
Is his family being there?
They wouldn't be in cool hell.
They were nerds.
They don't bring it up. Maybe they probably went to heaven, dying a warrior's death. Oof.
is there like a classical heaven? I don't think there is a heaven in Greek mythology. I think it's all everyone goes to Hades. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Hades. So they'd be there or on their way there, I guess.
It's not like hell. Like, there's, I think Tartarus specifically is where, like, the souls of the wicked are punished. And, like, there's different levels to Hades, the general term for the underworld. But
Tartarus was where the previous gods were the, like, the primals or whatever, like, the things that are made up of.
Well, there's like the Titans and there's the Chaos, right? Okay,
we got Elysium, number one with a bullet, where heroes go after death.
Hell yeah.
Asphodel is for normal people, so Herc's family's probably an Asphodel. Mourning Fields was for the people who wasted their life for unrequited love. Very specific.
Right.
Isle of the Blessed is an eternal paradise in Elysium. Mm-hmm. This is where souls go if they are reborn three times and achieve Elysium all three times. Good for you guys.
You can picture Hercules walking down these, by the way. He's going down through all this, right?
Yeah. So, and then okay, Tartarus is the dark abyss where people who commit crimes noticeable enough, like treachery to the gods, are said to be eternal.
And I'm pretty sure Tartarus was either made or was the original place where the
Titans Titans are in.
Yeah, that's where to this day. Not under the sea in a cage of six lightning bolts. Like,
yeah, where it is better, where it is better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. So Hercules goes off to a place named Taenarum in Laconia because it's rumored to have a cave that goes all the way down to the underworld. So
sure.
He goes down through the cave, encounters monsters, heroes, ghosts. He even has a wrestling contest with a couple demons on the way down as he's
matched. Match.
Yeah. He finds Pluto and he asks for, where's Cerberus?
Where's Goofy?
Yeah, Pluto or Hades. Sorry, I'm reading
the Roman.
The Roman one, yeah. No, Goofy's in Tartarus for treachery, obviously.
Yeah.
Treachery to the gods.
Hades, yeah. Mickey is wicked. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, Lord of the Underworld says, he's like, "What, you looking for my dog?" And then Hercules like, "Yeah, I'm looking for your dog."
He's
and
dressed as a policeman. He's like, for no reason at all.
And of course, in true Hercules fashion, Hades like, "You can have my dog, but you gotta wrestle him."
I'll wrestle you for my dog.
Yeah,
it's like, no, this is the beginning of a country song.
No weapons. No weapons.
Wrestle the son of a goat. Son of a bitch took my dog.
Yeah.
But click, click, he's got two guns, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit, dude.
I walk these cowboy boots all the way down to the underworld just to wrestle your dog.
Yeah. And that ancient Greek wrestling is always nude, so he's oiled up with cowboy boots on and nothing else. Wrestling a three-headed dog, right?
Yeah. So a weaponless and jockless Hercules set off to find her service. So he finds him near one of the five rivers of the underworld. And undaunted, he just jumps on the beast's back. He's perhaps grasping all three heads at once, it says, but I don't know how you do that with two arms. He's like biting the middle neck, holding the other two out of sight.
Scruff.
That's how you assert dominance in the pack. You bite their ear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a struggle, but like most things that, yeah, like all things Hercules has wrestled up to this point, it definitely submits eventually.
Yeah.
So he pops the collar on, he prepares his extra big dog bags, and he goes for the longest walk home.
This dog ain't shit. I stuffed Poseidon down a toilet. Okay, this is the easiest thing ever.
Yep. And Cerberus was safely returned to Hades, assumingly with a bigger line than he left with, since he's usually like at the gate of the underworld. Everybody's waiting. But
look, the dog's not checking people's paperwork, Jamie. He's a guard dog.
Yeah, he's got to be there, though. You can't be letting people in and out without your guard dog in case shit goes wrong, man.
Oh, yeah. Take your shoes off. You know, one guy tried to get a bomb into Hades once, and now we all have to take our shoes off.
And anyway, Cerberus, uninjured, just only his pride was injured, goes all the way back down to the underworld. And Hercules has beat the 12 labors game. So what happens next? You can imagine he goes home to his
empty house
and he's still not really
one of my labors really should have been cleaning up those bodies.
His bones at this point spent like 9 years.
Yeah, there's like a couple bites out of it from the horses who came by. Yeah.
All his fine china was smashed by the bull when it swung by. Yeah.
Yeah. One tradition says that Heracles joined Jason and the Argonauts on their quest for the Golden Fleece, but jumped off along the way on some other quest.
Oh, there's a god that needs wrestling. I'll be right back, boys.
Yeah. Some say he
jumped off the boat.
Yeah, just before Colchis is when he jumped off. Some say, but and again, whoever you ask, you'll get a different answer. You might hear a very different telling than this. And if you did, come tell us in Discord, loreboys or discord.gg/loreboys. And we did it, guys. We made it through the 12 labors of Hercules, and it didn't even feel like a labor myself.
I feel like I've displaced multiple animals and learned nothing along the way.
Yeah.
Just like Hercules.
Absolutely.
I just want some fucking Mike and I.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. I like to put a bow on the end of the story. Let's say that he got the Golden Fleece just to sand the inner handle off of the bronze pot for the king. So the king hid in there. Yeah, but there's no way to get out. So, Hercules' kid in a back of a car, he didn't make it out. Or something.
I guess it's like a different thing. But I was trying to think of him just like on a ship with Theseus, just asking dumb questions, just like, how many parts of this thing you replace? You do a lot.
Wait, if you put a different mast on here, is this the same ship? Yeah. By accident, making philosophy. I love that. Yeah.
That is great. I think the ship was the Argo, though.
Argonauts. Yeah. That's why I specified. Imagine him with Theseus. He did not go for the Golden Fleece. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to help the show, consider leaving us a review on your podcast app of choice or telling your friends and family about it. This one's a little outside of our usual wheelhouse. We hope you enjoyed it. I sure did. I always love these real mythology episodes. So thanks for listening. Jimbo, do you have anything you wanted to talk about? You already mentioned the Discord.
Yeah, again, the Discord, that's where we're hanging out. That's where we game. That's where we do our things. So discord.gg/loreboys. And yeah, that's the best place to find us.
Yeah. Peter, what about you? What's going on in Instagram world?
At Loreboys Podcast on Instagram. Give us a follow. Send us some dank memes. Thank us for the show. Always appreciate being reached out to there. Take a look at our silly pictures. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah,
leave likes on our stories to outweigh the AI-generated sex robots that will always like your story, and then you go and they just have like a blogspot URL with like a sex pun in it, which is always very funny.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we don't get back to you on any of our socials, it's not because we don't like you, it's because we're lazy and aren't on social media enough.
Facebook and Instagram are pretty reliable, because I have Instagram on my phone, but I haven't checked the Twitter messages in a year and a half, so. Sorry if you're waiting on a response there.
Yeah, it's been longer. Hercules got his dang labors done sooner than it took us to check our Twitter messages.
Absolutely.
Our X message.
Of course.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to support the show, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/theloreboys. There you can get access to, I mean, this week we talked about what we're playing right now, our promo, our hot game coming out next month, our coming soon, what we're going to be playing. Yep. In less than a month from now. So if you want to hear more about that, we got bonus content up there, such as bonus audio. We got loser titles. We got all sorts of fun stuff that you can check out. And if you have a couple extra bucks laying around, it is a way to directly support the show and make sure that we can keep running with it. And of course, if you don't trust Patreon, we do, as always, have Loreboys Prime, where we offer you guys, a little compensation in return for your labors. We are going to be assigning out some labors this month, of course. So, you know, we'll have 12, you know, assuming you fucking do them right the first time, you know, and then we'll go from there. If you fuck them up, then we'll keep assigning, you know, until you fucking get it right.
It's 10 that count is the deal. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we each came up with four, you know, just as, you know, a little preview, I guess you could say. I am in the market for a nine-necked chicken. So, you know, if anyone can bring me one of those, I'd like to choke it.
Man, that's not even enough hands on this podcast to choke nine-necked chicken. We have to go for our teeth like he did with the middle head on Cerebus, you know?
The top tier of the Patreon is you get in on the nine-necked chicken jerk. So
choke. Hey, there are labor laws. We can't say jerk.
Yeah, the 12 labor laws of Hercules. Just like, yeah.
And I think
what do you mean I can't work children to death?
I think that would cost you a working children to death. Oh.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.